The drumbeat in a traditional song of welcome filled the crisp fall air on the Capitol steps. The drumbeat for the state's tribal leaders on the eve of the November election is support changes in gaming compacts. Tribal leaders want the five-year compacts expanded.
Join us and support Indian gaming.
Bob Chicks is the chairman of the Stockbridge Band of Mohican. He addressed the crowd of tribal leaders who came from across the state. Chicks says if the governor wants to grow the economy, he should make gaming compacts with the tribes go forever.
Any good, sound economic plan should never have an ending date. Make our compacts perpetual.
The 11 tribes in Wisconsin also want expanded hours at their 17 casinos and an easing of other restrictions. Tribal spokesperson Lee Hardin says Wisconsin Indians believe they have the best audience with Democrat candidate for governor Jim Doyle.
He has actually been willing to come and speak with us and actually attended a candidate's briefing when Mr. McCallum would not. And he at least has been willing to discuss the issues and begin the process of finding out what works for both the state of Wisconsin's economy as well as the Indian communities.
According to state records, Indian gaming nets about $845 million a year. The state takes $24 million of that each year in what are called fees in lieu of taxes. In exchange for negotiating longer compacts, Governor McCallum recently said he wanted to increase those fees to $100 million over the next 2 years. One tribal financial officer says that would be running casinos for the state, not the Indian people. Lee Hardin says the tribes don't have that kind of money.
If you net it down, it's five times what all the tribes are paying right now. And frankly, it is not there. Those dollars are not there to give the state the economic conditions on reservations across the state, some of which are deplorable. And it's really only known if one would take the time to come and visit.
Joyce Warner came from Black River Falls in support of expanded gaming.
Personally, it helps my tribe as far as education, housing, our elders, our whole economic system for the Ho-Chunk Nation.
Members in the crowd at the Capitol rally held pro-gaming signs. Despite the clear political message of the rally, none of the signs had Doyle's name on it. None said bad things about McCallum. As one participant said, it is the bad feelings that exist now, however, between state and tribal leaders that bring them to march on the Capitol. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.